So when you moved back to Cornwall then, I mean, did they go with you?
No, the two boys stayed at the Sunnyfield Road. But I used to, before I went back to Cornwall, I actually left the home and was running a garage in Bristol Road. You know where the Elver station is? There was a Shell garage there. I think there is a garage still there, but I used to be running that. And I used to have a caravan on site and live on there, and the boys used to come down and stay with me at that particular time. Before, I actually then decided to go back down to Cornwall and work in a firm called Rank to Sheba as a press operator for televisions and the motherboards and all the PCB boards and all that sort of thing. So I'd moved down, that must have been 1978, something like that. And went down there in 1979, got made redundant. First time in my life. I stuck it out for 3 months down there, but there was definitely no work. 1980, right, I had a phone call saying that my mother got in touch and wanted us to meet up. Of course, she wanted to know where my father was, who in the meantime had emigrated along with my eldest sister to Australia because of his cancer of his throat for the climate and things like that. So I moved up to Reading in 1980, and of course there was no work in Cornwall at the time. I met my mother for the first time for, I think, 37 years, something like that. And it was a struggle. It was hard to come to terms with it.